Hello? Oh my God. Is it on now? Or was it off? I don't know. Dude, I don't fucking know how iPhones work. Hello. Oh, there's like reactions. Oh my God. Dude, I didn't realize I was muted. Okay. Oh my God, someone's using Twitch chat. Hello, I see it. I see it. Hi everyone, welcome. It was a Is there music in the background? Because it says there is a music option. I'm tapping it. It doesn't give me the option to turn it off. I'll need to select different music. No music. Okay. It's so weird. Well, let's turn something on. Oops. No. Okay, no, I'll turn it off. Can you guys hear it? There's like people are doing fireworks in the background, like outside. There's music, but not now. Oh, maybe just when it's quiet. Maybe just when it's quiet. Okay, wait, I'm gonna be quiet. Wait, let me mute. Tell me if there's music when I mute. Okay, is it like that? I don't know. Please let me know if everything's working correctly. I never do these. And especially not. I was told to do this on an iPhone because the quality is better. I was so stupid. I clicked on like Twitter and I was just, oh, why is it not working? It's not loading my notifications. But then I did not turn on the Wi-Fi on the phone, so I just had no signal. So that makes sense. It is New Year's in about 2 hours from now on. Like it's 2:17, 18, whatever it is now. I mean 10. 2022. I am from pretty much from the far future for a lot of people, I think. And I'm very tired. I've been going to bed at around 10 p.m. So around now. I mean, last maybe 2 weeks. It's very early. I've been getting up around 6 or 7 and then just doing stuff immediately and just being busy. So I pass out really early. And I wanted to take a nap today so I could stay up for New Year's. But the AC didn't work. And it was too hot. It was too hot to sleep. So I went outside. I went swimming. But it just made me tired. But it was the only thing I could do to cool off. I know that's crazy. I went to a food market for dinner and I got meat on a stick. And I went to like konbini and I bought candles. With the like 2023, and I bought a small cake, and I'll put the candles on the small cake, and it'll be very depressing. And I have a bottle of what's it? Oh, I have a bottle of grape soju that I can drink. I guess I can drink some. I'm so sleepy. Dude, I'm just gonna be like, wow, New Year's. Celebrate. And then I pass out. I'm still in 2022. Yeah. Get yourself 2023 glasses. What? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus!
What the fuck? Did you hear that? I don't like fireworks. Oh. What the fuck? What the fuck? There are fireworks, like, right outside my door. That's... Did you hear that? What the... So... I'm currently on, like, this island right now. The little house I'm in, or, like, my hotel room, I guess, is, like, a little house. It's, like, an Animal Crossing house. But you can hear everything. Oh, maybe you can hear the geckos. If they've been making their noises pretty often. I hope that doesn't happen again. Okay, I'm gonna go through some the marshmallow stuff. Yeah. It was like a small explosion. So. Do you guys like fireworks? I think it's okay if it's just purely like nice looking ones, but I don't like the ones that like explode and are noisy. I don't like them. My cat doesn't like them. Is this loud? I can't sleep if there are fireworks. I hear dogs barking. I like you know, those stars that you can hold. Those are cute. Try to get ready. I'm not right. No. I just wanna sleep. Okay, wait, let me have a Let me open my bottle. Oh, the gecko! Did you hear it? It's so cute. Okay, wait, let me get it out. Dude, this is like the most artificial smelling grape ever. Ooh, okay. Yeah, it tastes good. Tastes alright. Tastes alright. Okay, wait. I was going through the questions. Are you guys coping with me not streaming? Oh my god, Nightbots even. Okay, let's see. Simple, how are you? I'm okay. I'm just like, I'm sleepy, but I'm having a good time here. It's just, I'm vacationing at the same time is like very exhausting because you're doing so much stuff. Sometimes I just want to chill. That's why I'm fine with just being in the hotel room right now, you know? Just doing nothing. Well, yeah, just chilling. Have you seen cute animals on your trip? Lots of dogs and cats. Lots of cute dogs mostly. There was at the previous place I stayed at, there was a puppy. He was too scared. I couldn't pet him. It was a stray. But I did buy, I went to the stores and bought like dog food to feed the strays. And he would sniff me, but I couldn't pet him. He would just bark. And his other dog was just like, "Ooh, human pet," and he would just yell. Very, very spicy puppy. And yeah, kitties. That's about it. And I see geckos, like lizards. I guess lizards are cute. I don't know, they make you noises, so I'm okay with them. And they eat insects, so I'm happy with that too. Oh, just as I say that, the other, like, another one is like making noises. I don't know, I never knew lizards make cute noises. You're so cute. Thank you. Thanks for being with us, Leanne, for 2022. Do you have any wishes or goals? So there were like multiple of like these goals questions. So I guess I can combine them. Well, my goal is to make a decent living from streaming if I can. And I just want to make more stuff now that I have the time. I have lots of ideas that I can hopefully bring to fruition. And of course, I just want to make more videos, more sing more. Maybe I'll be cringe and make a fucking TikTok. Hopefully, I guess I'll maybe find my landlord over the internet too or something. Or maybe I can make decent money and move out. I'll be moving to Canada, of course, so. But still, in the meantime, that would be nice. I still have to figure out when I'm going to move to. People keep asking, it's like, oh, when are you going? It's like, oh, I don't know. Honestly, I want to visit Japan first. But flights are very expensive. And the cheapest time to go would be around February. But that would mean, like, I would be back and then go travel again after a month. And I don't know if that would be good for the channel. So, there's a bit of a dilemma. Maybe I can go later. I just don't want to go in the summer, at least. Because I've been to Japan in summer before, and that was literal hell. It was fun, but it was too hot. I don't want to go there. I don't want to do it again. It would be nice if I could go to Holofest still, but the ticket, the, like, Japanese ticketing system is, like, so stupid that the odds are, like, so minimal to even go. I don't mind if I cannot go. But it would still be nice if I could. Oh, I'll see. I'll see. Let's see if I have the money. And if it's even feasible for me to do so. So yeah, in terms of VTubing, I don't know, just grill. I just got a grill as a streamer. I don't know. Mostly putting up more content outside of streams and hopefully grow from that too. Yeah. how soft are your thighs? I don't know. I must say, I'm not sure how I compare to other thighs. I haven't touched that many. Any? So I'm not the right person to ask this. Can you believe it? New Year's, just a day away. Oh wow, you know who this is? Yes, this is anonymous. Yes, but I know who you are. Oh wow, can you believe it? Dude, my arm is falling asleep. I'm like laying down on the side. Do you like Mario 2 USA? What? Honestly, I don't really like Mario that much. I recently started watching you, so that question might be asked for what made you interested in streaming? Good question. Wait, let me lay down differently. Okay. Okay, so I'm on my back now. I'm looking at the ceiling. I don't know what made me interested in streaming at first, I must say, because I've been streaming on and off for like 10 years now. I was never very consistent until I started streaming as a VTuber. It was just fun. I enjoyed it. I don't know when I first started. I just like playing games, so might as well stream. I don't know. And then later on, I saw people getting like big with streaming, and I was like, "Wow, you can do this for a living. I want to do that too." So here I am, trying my best. I'm just trying to have a good time. Mm-hmm. What is your minimum goal? Oh. I don't know. I used to do like stupid voiceover stuff. First, and I was in the get-go starting again. Are you done? He's done. This is what wakes me up in the middle of the night. Just gecko noises. He's my friend. I think there are multiple in the room, but they don't show themselves. As long as they don't get in my bed, I'm okay with them. I don't know what I was saying before this. Let me refresh. If you had to pick a favorite moment from streaming this year, what would it be? What would it be? Oh my god, I don't know. Collapse with friends. Cause it's like a reason to hang out. Otherwise, I must say, concert was fun, but that was not like on my own channel. It's hard to say if I have a favorite. I'm not good at this, guys. They're planning their attack? What? No, they're friends. They're friends. Okay, so I hate going to the bathroom at night, so okay, so let me explain the layout of this like hotel room. So you go in, crazy, and then it's just hotel room, bed, and stuff. And then the bathroom, you have like a sliding door that goes to the bathroom, and the bathroom is like partly outside. So there is no roof over the shower area. So if it rains, it rains in the bathroom too. Which has happened. I once took a shower and it rained, so it was double. I don't know. It's kind of unnecessary. Moment of the year was any Buzz appearance. Oh, I agree, okay. But what I don't like about it is because of that, so many bugs come in. I've had a big spider before. Flying ants. I think a cockroach. And many of those bugs that roll up when you get near them. What are they called? I'm Google translating. What? Wood lice? No? Is that a wet? What the fuck? Wood lice, Google. Oh! It is a wood lice. I never knew they were called that. It makes sense that they appear a lot because this building is made of wood. This explains the name. Heck. Okay, cool. Yeah, anyway, there are lots of bugs. Oh, it was fucking. Oh, roly polies. I have heard of that. Roly poly. Roly. Cannoli. Oh, it was so disgusting. So, because of that, I don't like walking around barefoot. In here, even though I would like to, so I'm wearing like slippers. But I was walking around barefoot earlier, and I stepped on the millipede. Ugh. Oh, no, and it like rolled up. Oh, I didn't squish it. Because I was just gently, I touched it and was like, holy shit! Anyway. Yeah, it was, I saw one like on the wall earlier and I just left it alone because I didn't want to touch it. So, like, later, I guess, it was on the floor. Not the millipede. They're friendly bugs, I guess. But I just don't like bugs because they look creepy. Millipede. It kind of looks like a worm tail. It looks like a worm. Yeah, those things. Ugh. Ew. So many bugs here. Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry if you're a fan of bugs. I'm sorry if I offended you. The spider too. Oh. My brother is in another room. So I was like, oh, can you remove the bug? So he got a glass. And he got into the room. And he was like, dude, they keep getting bigger. The glass is too small. Like, oh. We got rid of it with a magazine. We killed it. And it was just on the bathroom floor. So I didn't go there anymore. And in the morning, they were all like, it was like surrounded by a bunch of smaller bugs that were like, I guess, taking the spider apart? I don't know. But yeah, later on. Okay, so then later I left and like room service was cleaning the room. And the spider was gone. They obviously cleaned it. And then later, I took a shower. They just put like the spider's like dead body in the shower thing, like where the water goes into. So, and it takes a really long time for the water to get hot here. So I turned it on, and then I got back and I saw like the spider's body floating around. And, like, it's like going in circles. And it's like, ew. Oh, it's still here. It was dead. I mean, like, what the fuck? These fucking outdoor shower. The previous place I was at also had like an outdoor shower. Well, it was in a bathroom, but there was no roof. Like, just the shower area was just like there. What the fuck? I can't explain it. But it brings in all these bugs. It's pain. They probably just like the AC. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for all the ones that I killed. Huh. A summary of the goals that you achieved this year. I quit my job, which is a goal, I guess. I think that's a goal. I think, yes. And, I got Twitch partner. I didn't specifically make any goals, but I think those are some cool accomplishments. And I made a song. Which is cool. I'm making another song. Yeah. I don't know. I guess that's it. Build up a cool community, right? Yeah. What time is it? Oh, I still have enough time. I ate good food. Yeah. Saw a monkey. That's a pretty cool goal. Maybe the goal for next year is to see two monkeys. Mm-hmm. Oh, what the fuck am I talking about? The second Buzz Lightyear. 2023 will be pretty crazy, I think. Simply because I'm moving. And, to a new country, which is pretty scary. But it'll be a good experience. I will learn a lot, I hope. I will be with friends who can babysit me. Actually, I think I'm pretty independent, but it's just scary to be on your own in a new country. Yeah. I'll learn how to speak Canadian, yes, exactly. I hope you enjoy your trip. Anything you want to complain about before 2022 ends? I wish game developers would finish their games before they would release them. Because that's been happening a lot this year. Yeah, what else would I complain about? Everything's too expensive. I can't afford to live. Normally, at least. I wish my internet would be better. I wish Twitch wasn't a piece of shit. I wish YouTube wasn't a piece of shit. I wish Twitter wasn't a piece of shit. I wish all animals were treated better. What else do I want to complain about? I don't know. I wish houses were affordable. Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about it. I wish Mixer is still tuned. Just ban Vosser. What? How's that work? Why? Are they complaining about not having enough server space? How is this company owned by Amazon? Isn't that like in Korea, streamers can only maximum stream at 720p? Because it's getting too expensive? Oh yeah, that's one. That's a thing that I should improve. VOD uploading. The files are just so huge, like VOD files, that I just kept putting it off, and now it's too much. Now it's too much to have to upload. That's on me. Mm-hmm. Well, they bought it, but they're not putting any money into Twitch, I guess. Oh, the gecko is back. He's having very short squeaks. Yeah, I'll slowly chip away at them. Not only, no, I have time. brought like my I brought like my mic and everything here, but I don't really know what to use it for yet. It was just like so I could stream, but the internet here is kind of ass. I bought a SIM card that's like good for the entirety of. It doesn't help if you're going to some island that's in the middle of nowhere. Oh, my arm is asleep. Okay, I'm on my back again. I just keep going to the side because, like, my laptop is there. Let me know if I'm speaking too much into the microphone or if it's okay or not. I don't know. I've been watching, what's it called? I finished Alice in Borderland today. I really enjoyed season one. But holy fuck, season two, it absolutely drags on sometimes. I couldn't stand the fucking speeches. Life is worth living. We gotta do our best for our friends. And stuff. That's why I want to win these games. I want to go back to the real world. And they do these speeches and they take like 20 minutes and they do them almost every fucking episode. I just want to see the games, you know? And then the games became so stupid. It was just killing. So it's just like, okay, there's no game element. It became a pain. I didn't get anywhere. And then at the end, I was just confused. I'm so sorry if you're watching this, I guess. I won't. Shh. I won't go into more details, but yeah, it's just. Hey, the show got whack. Whack. And on the plane I watched Yuru Camp. I haven't finished it yet. I've been enjoying that. And I also started watching that HBO that HBO show called White Lotus. And that show doesn't make any fucking sense. It's so weird. It's about a bunch of people that are in some sort of resort, and you're just following their lives through that resort, and of course a bunch of crazy shit happens. I really like the lady that like is always like squinting with her eyes, and she involves herself with everyone, and she's like sad because her mother's dead, and she brought her mother's ashes, and she's going to spread them across the sea because her mother loved the ocean. I don't know. She's a really funny character, but the show is really weird. I recommend it. For some reason I was highly invested, and the flight was so long. It was like 12 hours, so I could binge whatever the fuck I wanted. But it sounds nice in theory. You have like a bunch of shows and stuff to watch, but it's not very comfortable in the plane seat. Oh, at least the food was good. That's good. I was quite cozy for a while. I hear noises. Anyway, on Netflix also, oh, holy shit, fuck, I see a giant spider. Fuck no. Shit, I see it on the ceiling. I see it move. Oh shit, oh, it's so fast. Oh no. Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's coming. It's coming out. No, why? Guys, what the fuck do I do with that? No. Oh, what do we do? Can you stream? You can use it. It won't show up. Oh, okay. It's on the ceiling. It's on the ceiling. Oh, it's coming out. Oh shit, oh shit. I'm getting help. I'm gonna mute, okay? Okay, so it's just sitting there on the ceiling. It went, it just. If it stays there, then I cannot catch it. Dude, I was just vibing in bed. Why? I can't talk about anything now. 'Cause I'm just looking. I'm just looking at that creature. Okay, I'm getting help. Wait, I'll be right back. Let's see, maybe we can reach it. Oh, the gecko. Go! Attack! No! Go! No. Okay. Good talk. Okay, I'm getting help. Wait. Okay. I'll be back.
Okay, someone's coming to help. Someone's coming. Okay, so the asshole went behind like the closet cabinet thing. So the good news is I can't see it anymore. The bad news is it can still see me. It's still there. I wish I wasn't afraid of spiders. Why do they always get me? I just don't understand it. What did I do? What did I do? I just want a nap. I just want to take a fucking nap. Now I legit cannot sleep knowing that it's here. Okay, I'm gonna go under the covers. The sheets will protect me. That's how this works, right? They were hitting it with a magazine. I was like, oh, we'll come back if it shows up again. Okay, thank you. The hotel staff was really nice, by the way. They've been like driving me everywhere. Well, Kekko, you're obligated to listen to it now. Thank you. Good talk. Good talk. 9 minutes ago, will you survive the spider? I don't know, man. I don't know. It's probably a pretty harmless spider, but they're just so large. They're just so large. I hate it. Giggler's friend, yes. I'm just keeping an eye nonstop on the closet now. No spiders harmless. Really? Making it worse, you know? Pain. Oh yeah, I went, I think it was yesterday, right? I went diving. Yesterday, diving, swimming. I got really seasick. So I threw up from the boat. But I felt a lot better after. It was just like, okay, I'm gonna be sick. I'm just gonna. So it's fine when the boat's moving, but when it's like when it's not moving, so you can jump off and like dive, and you're on there, I get like crazy sick because of the waves. So every time I was just the first one to jump out the fucking boat, just like goodbye. I'm just gonna go in the water, and there were so many people on that trip. Who are unable to swim. Why do you go on a trip that's related to being in the sea, in the ocean, without being able to fucking swim? And it was in a very busy area, so there were lots of boats, lots of tours and like tourists and stuff. And there was like an entire group. There were like 20 or so Chinese tourists. And they all could not swim. They were all just like in the water with like their life vests on. And I was trying to get back. I was trying to swim back to the boat. And the waves were really strong. So you had to work hard. It was a workout. But those people were in the fucking way and they couldn't swim out of the fucking way. It was just like one player was like pushing them. It was like, fuck off, dude. I need to go. It's like, why? They were like snorkeling, right? So they were just like in the water with their vest and just looking down. They were not actually swimming. But I legit don't understand going on such a trip without being able to swim. Like one of the people on like our tour was just hanging on the side of the boat the entire time, just looking, like, occasionally looking down. And just walking the entire ladder where everyone comes. I was just, it's the first time, like, I jumped in, and it was, I used all my energy the first time. And they were like, we were stopping at four different spots to go diving. Yeah, first one was like the busiest one, the shit ton tourist, and then all the other ones, like the second one, that's where I had to throw up. And tomorrow I'm gonna be on the fucking boat again. But I have pills now against like seasickness. But yeah, the second time I just there wasn't even anything interesting to see. I saw like one manta ray, and at the third and the fourth spot, there was just It was swimming among plastic. I think I saw the yogurt cup fish, the plastic bottle fish, the jerry can fish. Crazy, so many. It was horrible. Oh, naked go again. So yeah, it wasn't that great. Oh, I saw dolphins though. We saw dolphins in the boat. That was kind of nice. They were swimming. But yeah, that was that. Joker Cupfish Pog. Your favorite Pokemon. I'm glad. I'm still looking at the wall for the spider. I hope the spider just stays there. Please just stay there. Fear. Fear. Okay, 45 more minutes. This is stupid. Honestly, I could just sleep through this. I'm so sleepy. I have to get breakfast early again because I have to catch a boat to an island where an airport exists. And then I'm flying again. I'm going to a different country. Which I'm excited about, just not very excited about traveling. the traveling itself. The flights and stuff. Oh. And the waiting at the airport is not fun. yeah, it's 45 minutes till New Year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear music. They're probably like parties and stuff nearby. Yeah, it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. Just keeping an eye on the ceiling. I should have just left all the bodies around, all the spider bodies, as a warning to not come here. Because this panda will run the fuck away. Dude, I don't even want to drink. It's just, yeah. I guess it'll help me sleep. I still have a watermelon ice cream in my little freezer. I should probably eat. Oh, they eat other spiders? Probably. I've heard that before, that doesn't know, like, female spiders eat like their mates after they've done the deed in a certain species. That's great. Had sex and died. Horror games don't scare me, but spiders do. Oh, there's still so much to pack. I guess I'll pack in the morning. Yeah, I'm gonna have a sip. Okay. Cheers. I'm just drinking straight up from the bottle. I'm the only one who's gonna drink this anyway. Should I shut the bottle? How much is it? I can't at least. Whatever is left of it. Packing is like, no. I'm okay. Oh, I got a scab today. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, that's nice. I'll post it in my fan content. Oh, wait. Oh, there's fireworks. Can you hear it? Okay, it's gone now. Okay, I'm gonna drink more so that I can pass out. So it's almost midnight. In 40 minutes, it's midnight. 40 minutes. I guess I just gotta live with the fact that the spider is here to stay. If it's staying behind the closet, that's okay. I'm sure there are bugs there for it to eat. It's been so hard for me to stay awake. Oh, I just noticed. Thank you for the resell. Don't do it now. hear other people talking. Let me mute. Oh, I just feel kind of uncomfortable sometimes. Because it's so nearby. I can just hear them. Hello, hello, welcome everyone. Welcome. Hope you're okay. I'm not talking that much anymore. I don't know what the fuck to talk about. I'm just afraid of spiders. My nose is getting runny because the AC temperature is like so low. But it's nice to sleep in. They keep giving me these thick ass blankets in these hotels. Even though it's super hot. Why'd they do that? So that's why I tried to turn up the AC. Oh fuck, I closed the switch. Turn off sound. Okay. How was your Christmas here yet? It was okay. I met up with some family that I rarely see. So it was just boring conversations. And very exhausting. But we had good food, which was nice. And it was only for a day, so I don't mind. I don't mind. Did not mind, at least. Okay, I set an alarm for... where's my phone? I know I'm using my phone, the other phone. Okay. Oh yeah, my alarm will go off in like 4 minutes. In case I fell asleep. Oh yeah. I went to arcade and I got a bunch of those tickets, but all the prizes are just kind of lame. So I just gave all my tickets to this child that was walking around with no money, I think. He was just like staring at the games. And I just gave it to him and then I walked away. I don't really know what the reaction was, but I hope he picked out something good. Also, I bought a new suitcase because the old one that I already used, it was so heavy by itself and it didn't have a lot of space. And I saw a nice one. So, got in this suitcase. And it has lots of, like, bags and stuff. And pockets. It's very cool. fucking gecko again. Oh my god. Go catch the spider. Go catch the spider. No, not me. Okay, thank you. Good talk. Okay, let me just drink the rest of this bottle. I want to eat some cake or something. Do you guys have like plans for New Year's? Happy New Year. I never really do anything interesting. It's such a made up holiday just because we have to choose the end of the year. Oh, my alarm. Wake up. Stop. Wake up, Uriah. I'm awake. I see a dead fly. Or is it something else? So many dead bugs. Oh, there was one on the wall earlier. I don't know where the fuck it is. Dude, all the fucking bugs. I want to donate my blood more than less. Wait, what? I see. Uriah, that's me. What are you looking forward to in 2023? Moving. Well, I'm not looking forward to the moving process. I'm just looking forward to being somewhere else in a new space. I'm kind of miserable in my current place, I must say. It is small. The internet's not great. It's cold. It's hot. Complain. But at least I got a roof over my head. I'm happy. I miss my cat. I hope he's okay. I know he's afraid of fireworks. I hope he sleeps. I would hug him if I could. But alas, I cannot. The cat sitter sometimes sends me pictures of him. But today I got one. It's like, Corin likes to sit between the ridge of the door opening, and he fell asleep there. It looks sad, and then it's like a picture of him in the door opening, asleep, and it looks sad. Kitty, why are you sleeping there? And he's been sleeping on like the scratching post that I brought, with him. Like his own scratching post, because it's like the thing that he knows, right? It's so sad. Yeah, he's like, he fell asleep like in between the door. In between the door opening. I also like gave a bunch of blankets. And they're like, oh, we put one of the blankets you gave on the chair. And now he has like a new spot that he sleeps. Cute and sad. Cute and sad. I hope he knows that I didn't leave him. It's just for a little while. I'll be back, kitty. Okay, I don't see the spider again. I think it's just staying there. Maybe like they were hitting it with a magazine, so maybe they hit it and like fell. That'd be great. Don't come back. Okay, I almost finished the bottle. Ugh. How much alcohol is in this? 13.5%. Is that a lot? No. I drank like whiskey on stream before. That was like 45%. Oh no, no, I'll be fine. It's been years since I've ever been hungover. Actually, I don't remember the last time I was ever hungover. I don't drink much, you know? I'm very responsible. Even when I do drink a lot, I don't get hungover. I just drink lots of water. I'm getting very different opinions again. On the burp. It was not that great of a burp, you guys. At least it's making me talk. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Have you guys seen... Is it any good? I saw that it appeared on Netflix today, and I saw lots of fan art for it. That, Lycoris anime? Or something. I'm so sorry if I pronounce it wrong. I like a lot of the fan art that I see. But I have no idea what it's actually about. And then I saw a job today! Yeah, that one. Lycoris Recoil. Ugh. licorice. Just watch it because it's pretty nice. Okay. Lots of urea? Well, that's crazy. I'm in the show. Wait, it has Yuri? I saw Yuri fan art of it, but it doesn't actually have Yuri, right? I messaged like Char yesterday. What did I say? Wait. Is that Gundam show watchable for someone who doesn't know anything about Gundam? Yes. Okay. Witch of Mercury is made for a new audience without experience. Okay. So, I want to watch that too. It was an actual typo, I see. I don't know anything about like the show that the Bocchi girl is in either. I just see her on my timeline now. I wanna watch that. Cat's mama asked if I wanted to watch that with her and other people. She's like, when are you coming back? You gotta watch that. I was like, okay, cool. That sounds good. Let's watch it. My arm is asleep. Watch it is really good. Okay, I'm gonna watch it with like cats. I miss my mom. I messaged her today, like, what did I say? I miss us. And like, in caps lock, not the United States. Just like, us as a group. I don't miss the US. And then Jimin is like, oh, we should watch the Bocchi show together. Like, oh yeah, let's go. I asked her if she wants to go to Japan with me, and she immediately said like, yeah, sure, when? I'm like, oh, okay. I did not expect that answer. She's like, oh yeah, just let me know when. I'm like, okay, mother, I will let you know. I even asked her, it's like a couple of days ago, I just messaged her, it's like, give me your credit card information, and then she gave it to me. And then I told her, it's like, the ice cream truck doesn't take credit card. A lot of things in Asia don't. It's good to bring cash around. It's like, mother, I was just joking. But you actually gave me a number? She's crazy. And then she said, credit cards are not for kids. So mean. She is very trusting, way too trusting sometimes. I don't understand. Okay, guys, it's New Year in like 20 minutes. The alcohol is doing things. Uh-huh. Really? Can you believe it, guys? Just 20 minutes away. Oh, wow. New Year's. Just in 17 minutes. That's crazy. Oh, wow. Only 15 more minutes. 12 minutes? What the fuck? Oh, it is 12 minutes. No, 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 it's not. No. The fucking geckos, man. What the fuck? I think it's like behind my bed. Okay. Cool. Twelve minutes? Isn't it 16 minutes? Are you doing math wrong? Am I doing math wrong? I don't know how to do math. I get it. In school, I was like good at. You have like different types of math. Like, you have like A and B or whatever. And I was only good at like a certain type. So sometimes I would get really good grades. And the other times I would get really shitty grades. And the teacher would always be like, I don't understand you. It's just. I'm good at certain things, not other things. I'm not a smart panda. How the fuck did I even pass school? Did you know, I graduated high school like super early, and because there's like mandatory age here to go to school, I was like forced. I was forced to go to college because it was mandatory for me to go to school until a certain age. So I had 2 years of free college. That's crazy. I chose math because my college needed me to do math, and then I never really used it. I'm still, like, the only time I use math is, like, in video games and, like, puzzles. What the fuck? Imagine having a degree and using it. I have a degree in panda eating bamboo. I am like really good at that. They gave me my diploma like so fast. I finished the bottle. I finished it. So now I can drink champagne when it hits the clock in 13 minutes. Dr. Yuria of eating bamboo. Is it worth celebrating? When I graduated, I went to a restaurant and ate burger. To celebrate. Right? It was good. It was good. Okay, I'm gonna wrap it up. Well, I'm gonna let you guys hear the gecko one last time. Thank you. It said, Happy Christmas. So I got that wrong a little bit. Why is it so loud? Because it's like right beside me somewhere. This thing's high in the walls. I'm not gonna stay with it. No, I'm sorry. I'm gonna visit my neighbor. Which is my brother. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you all next year. I hope you all have a happy new year. That's all I can say. When I wake up, it'll probably still be 2022 for lots of people. But yeah, I hear fireworks already. Happy Advance New Year. Exactly that. Happy New Year. I'm not gonna rate anyone. I'm not gonna rate anyone. Good luck with your travels tomorrow. Yeah, I'm gonna take pill and pass out because otherwise I'll get seasick. And I don't want that. Thank you for listening to my rambles. I'll still have to deal with the spider. Thank you for being there beside me while I had to deal with that. Yeah. And I will see you all next time. Bye bye.